is a burning thing. And it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Yeah, okay, well, welcome to the Driver's Break podcast. We're just debating over who's going to fucking start this thing. We're a bit rusty, because it's been a little while, hasn't it?
Couple of weeks.
Yeah, okay, a couple of weeks. Well, it's actually been closer to 2 months.
COVID.
Oh, hang on, I'll just put my phone on silent. I'm just organising a new sticky kit.
I already heard.
For next year. You already heard?
No, I've already sent it.
You're bullshit. I haven't decided yet.
Is it still going to be Will Powerfish?
No, I've got... Actually, I didn't tell you. We're going off track already. This is exactly how our podcast like to go.
Who do you think sent me a photo at 6:32, mate?
Who sent you a photo at 6:32?
Justin.
Justin. What did he send you a photo of?
His dick.
Yeah. Famous supporter, Justin.
Yeah. Yeah, he hasn't sent us any money, but he sends us pretty nice.
I heard he's got a limp at the moment.
A limp? Yeah. A bit more than that. What did he actually do? Do you know?
Break his leg. Motocross,
isn't it? Motocross. Yeah. Two wheels.
Vagina bone, I heard.
Wow.
Drip over all the sand.
Anyway. So yeah, we've had a bit of not really. We just haven't done one for too long. We've just been well. I know I've been busy with life.
Been busy, mate.
Yeah, Josh been busy.
But we've been racing.
Well, that's the thing. Like, we've been working hard, but we've also been playing pretty hard. So there's been plenty of racing on, which has been a lot of fun. So yeah, what are we doing? Bit of Jenner.
Wagen. I wasn't able to go to the last Bustleton meeting.
No.
I don't think you guys went either, did you?
No.
And
I had to work.
Yeah, felt bad for Bustleton. It was their first race meeting since COVID.
Yeah.
They've not, struggled with weather and bits
not
and pieces.
Had luck. There. Luck has not been on their side, full stop.
No.
So hopefully the next few shows have some more luck. And, you know, it feels like the season's starting to wind down, which sucks.
Mm.
You know, like we're coming into that time of year where there's all the extra stuff on. Like, we all know how busy December gets with end of season this and end of school that and wind-ups everywhere, and it's just hard to get race meetings in anyway. And, you know, we're in October, but it already feels that way, you know. Yeah. All the sporting seasons have been condensed and squished in and,
yep.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy times. So, but I suppose that's the hangover of COVID over here.
Yeah. It is what it is.
Yep. But the racing that I've been seeing and going to has been some great meetings on. Like, good numbers, good solid numbers. Nothing stupid, but, you know, always good classes, good numbers.
Big numbers in Darwin.
Yeah.
Fucking 2 1-2-5 fields of, like, 20.
Mm.
Oh, really?
That's very good. Yeah, I've been watching that.
It's huge.
I think we're going to have to make a trip.
I don't think there's anybody left that race Bisham carts in Darwin.
Nah, well, it's a bit of a boom town, mate.
I think
it's
Bradley Connor... It's taken everybody from bitumen to dirt.
Yeah.
So, what's not to like?
Yeah, there you go.
I heard he might be moving too.
Where did I hear that?
Oh, where did I hear that?
I did hear you talking to somebody about
it. Yeah, he's moving back to WA.
What do you mean, back to WA? He's not a West Aussie.
Well, he'd be back in WA.
Where?
Hmm. Can't disclose. But he will be in WA.
Have you confirmed this?
100%.
You're on the job, aren't you? Mate, if anyone's wondering what's going on in any form of dirt racing in WA, honestly...
All I can say is he'll be a great asset for the WA club that he'll be near.
It's also another thing. It's a bit like the old saying, tell a Josh, tell a phone, tell of everyone. That's kind of how it works with him.
Oh, right.
You know, that's meant to be secret, right. But he's let it out already. Didn't take long.
No.
Yeah, so We also promised some guests that we haven't had on, which is a bit shit. But again, we get busy, so we're no different than anyone else. We're not immune to
and couple of our guests have actually been busy as well, taking a job and bits and pieces.
Yep.
done well.
Mm. No, it's, I think it's just the time. There's lots of opportunities starting to happen again, and you know, you got to take the work when it comes. Yeah, I know from experience, like when it's happening, and you can't not be there. You got to make it happen. So,
talking about when it's happening,
and what's happening?
You know, when we go to wager, and it's happening.
When what's happening, Matty?
I don't know, man. Matty, I'm thinking maybe we could talk about, you know, my brother had a bit of a bad experience on the way to wager, and I'm just wondering if there's any type of similarity between you two.
Well, the unsimilarity is
you still haven't cleaned my floor mat.
I'm sorry about
your floor. My floor mat is still dirty.
I wonder whose actual shit that was, because it wasn't mine.
It's not mine, mate.
Yeah, the difference between your brother and myself is I did not need to go and buy new undies or get mum to go and buy me new undies. I managed to keep it all clean. And partly with thanks to you.
Yeah, I'm here to help, mate.
I thought you were coming around the other side of the tree with a camera to catch me popping a squat.
No.
And you handed me a roll of dunny paper.
That's which don't lie, mate. That is a complete lie. You asked me to stick around and hold the dunny roll and feed you the toilet paper as you were sitting
there. I don't know how to use it, man. I don't use toilet paper, as you all know.
The old bidet guy.
Yeah, so come on, Matty, run us through the story. What happened that day?
Well, I've actually worked out the cause.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're going to love this.
You weren't shopping again, were you?
No. He talked about the cause on the way home, right? You're going to love this.
What?
This is the best. Tell them what the cause is.
Wicked wings.
Yeah, when did you eat them?
On Thursday. That was a delayed, right?
Yeah.
Delayed?
2 days.
You know, like food poisoning takes like 4 hours.
It wasn't food poisoning, man. Wicked wings just got me.
Took four hours to get through.
No. Well, I had them Thursday and then I had the other ones on Friday.
That's almost as quick as Josh's passing.
Of me getting past.
No.
Since my little procedure, my body's reacting. I'm not kind of... You know how you just know when you eat something, you're like, yep, this is going to cause this?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't worked that shit out yet.
Obviously. Great words.
Yeah.
Really. So what we've done is laugh and joke about this, Matty, but nobody actually knows what really
happened. Full story, mate.
So
bring it to the people.
I can tell it because the way I tell it is a lot more truthful.
Okay, go.
We decide to meet up at a McDonald's store in Armidale.
On the way to Wagen.
On the way to Wagen, a couple of weeks back now. Matty decides when he gets there, Josh, you should go order him some food while he goes to the toilet because he needs to go. So Matty went in, did his business, came back out.
Oh,
Josh
has got
his food.
You went in there
to... Oh, that's right. I tried to go to the toilet, but was unsuccessful with the...
Matt was still in there.
Excruciating pain someone was going through in there.
Yeah.
It's
like somebody shooting a demon.
Yeah. Yeah. Something like that, yeah. So then
there's like claw marks on the walls.
Fucking hell. I don't know if I want you to continue.
No, there's flashing lights and smoke and all that demon stuff in there. Matty comes out of there and goes, gee, I don't know what came over me. Needed that or whatever it was. So we all decided to jump back in the car.
No, what I said was I'm ready for 125 lights.
Yes, pretty much, yeah. So we all jump in the car. And we probably got about...
Past the Gerald on the terminal, so about half an hour, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Did we get that far?
Yeah, because that's where the car was off. Was it Gerald on the terminal?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And then I said, can we stop at Bannister? And you said, we need to stop. I said, yeah, we'll stop at Bannister. You said, we're not going to make Bannister. I'm starting to sweat. So I put the aircon vents onto him, being a good mate. So he had my aircon vent, and he said, that's not helping. And then we started talking about shit stories. And Dean had some good ones about on the mine site, and that did not help at all. And then he seen a parking sign, and he's like, you need to pull in here.
So that's when we pulled in. We're all in a big convoy. We have no idea what's going on in the car in front, but it's veered off the road at a rapid rate. So we're all on the brakes trying to pull up the cars and trailers in the gravel. We pull over. Matty jumps out of the car as it's half stopping and runs into the bush and hides behind the biggest tree ever. And we're all laughing. What's this about? And he's going, he's had to go again. So, all right, we have a bit of a laugh. And I says, what's he using to wipe his ass? He goes, he's still got those Macca's, what were they, napkins. Hand towels, napkins? Oh, my God. So I went back to my car, found some toilet paper. That's when Matty forced me to hold the toilet paper and hand him sheet for sheet. One of the most embarrassing days of my life. Don't want to see that again. So we walk out. And we're all having a bit of a laugh. He comes out and he goes, oh, geez, I needed that one as well. Oh, well. So then we hop back in the cars and we drove off and we got all the way to Williams. And I kind of laughed and he hopped out of the car. Says, you don't have to go again. And he goes, yep. So he went off to the toilet. So we're all standing around having a big laugh about him having a crap behind this toilet.
True.
He comes wandering back and he goes, you're not going to believe it. I stood in shit. And all of us have got this dumb look on our face, like, how could you have stood in shit in the toilet? Like, you would have crapped in the toilet bowl, how do you? And he goes, no, no, from back of the tree. So at that point, all of us turned to Josh Darr, whose car Maddie was in, and start to think, he stood in his own shit and put it into Josh's car. And then we've told Maddie that. Maddie's then replied with, I didn't
respond to that.
Well, Siri doesn't like the sound of it.
Yeah, no, Siri doesn't like it. But, yeah, Maddie responded with, I don't think it was my shit. I think it was somebody else's. I'm now realising there was a lot more toilet paper and shit around the place.
Yeah, it was
so he had stood in somebody else's shit and put it through Josh's car. So
I've still got it on my fucking floor mat.
And he's still got his floor mat.
Yeah. Great. I put the floor mat in the back of your car, though.
Yeah, you went to wash it. You never come wash your car.
Yeah, I had to work.
Nice excuse. You just didn't wash your floor mat.
Should have got Jay to wash the floor mat.
He would have half done it.
Actually, no. Who washed my car last time?
Who did it?
Green.
Oh. That's why it's done properly.
Oh,
what are you doing, Boris?
No.
And then we went to the... Well, we got to Wagen late. And before we even had the drivers reached, that was 40 minutes late, everyone already knew.
Yeah. Yeah, also, yeah, the drivers, everyone's just sneering.
But you did go out and win your first heat. Left me for dead.
Yeah, it was alright.
Yeah, it did very well.
Super quick.
Ah, super light.
I was light.
Super light. Lucky way you didn't have scales.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Not that light.
So, no, it was an eventful weekend with plenty of stories about poo.
Yeah, it was a shit weekend.
No, very shit.
And, well, it was also shit for another good friend of ours.
Oh, yeah. And you, well, were we talking about Kyle?
You were talking about Kyle.
Oh,
yeah. Kyle. I don't know if Kyle even listens.
No. He might now that we're giving him a mention.
Yeah, giving him a plug.
Kyle Bradshaw.
Join the Upside Down Club, which I'm still not a member of.
Now, keep racing the way you are on your mind.
You always hit everyone with the front of your car.
that's why I don't go over.
Yeah.
And poor Kyle didn't see an incident happening in front. And Maddie pretty much just took him out and rolled him over.
And like we went out there because we all thought that Maddie was hurt. And all I could hear from the pit was, that's from 1990.
Oh, because of Garth. Because Kyle does look a lot like Garth Tander. And we're there. That's probably what it was, Maddie. You got anything to say about that? Did you deliberately take him out thinking he was Garth Tander?
Neither.
Is this payback?
He's a nice guy.
That's what we're trying to get.
Why would I take out a nice guy?
Garth or Kyle?
They're both nice guys.
Garth's got a race at Bathurst and then you go and roll him.
Poor guy.
Can't win, can you?
Nah. No, if you go.
Nah. it was one of those incidents where it just all happened really fast.
Yeah. Team just plodding along and caught the cart to the face.
He did too, didn't he?
He drove into the back of him.
Hit him in the face. It was good. Yeah.
Mm.
So, rest up, Kyle. Hope you're feeling better.
Did he nominate for this weekend or not?
He commented about unlicensed. Mm-hmm. Somebody coming down for unlicensed. But
okay, so maybe he's probably got sore ribs because...
Yeah, he was struggling that day.
And then he decided to camp at the track. So, how are you going now? Because we all said to him, that's not a good idea. Yeah. Get a lift with somebody, go home tonight while the adrenaline's still pumping.
Because Sunday's going to hurt. And Monday's going to be bad.
And the worst thing you want to do is on Sunday wake up not in your own bed.
No, in the cold fucking gravel floor is not ideal.
Yeah, and it was cold at Wagen.
It's always cold at Wagen. We talked about that.
While we're on the subject of Wagen, Wagen was a pretty fast track. Had a couple of bumps, but pretty fast.
Well, yeah, I thought it was an okay track.
Well, many before that we went to was fast. I don't think you were at that one.
No, I watched.
Oh man, that was fast.
No, it didn't. That
was faster than the last one.
Mm-hmm.
They were like three wide. KT lights going into the big corner.
Mm. Yeah, that was pretty crazy. Bumps. I felt the bumps.
Yeah, there's a couple. I think they had some pretty big rain.
Mm. Oh. Yeah, but Good then, times. But yeah, so what else? We've been at Jenner a few times.
Done Jenner, yeah. Jenner's been the normal
been some good busy
type of track out there. It had a couple of bumps last time, but I think that was from the rain.
Yeah, the rain was pretty... A lot of clubs would have seen the forecast and gone, you know what, we're not even going to try.
Mm.
But the boys at Jenner, and you know, obviously when Trackers is running there, they're pretty much let's get out there while we can get out there and see what happens. And more often than not, we've had a win. So you know, we've been blessed.
Yeah, Jenner did 75% of their races.
Yeah,
got to the fourth round, and
no, they're in the fifth round, weren't they? They started the fifth.
No,
it was fourth.
Yeah.
You know, and I think people, you know, as long as they see the club having a crack and you get four rounds in, most people are happy with that. I'd rather try and not get there.
Shoving a fair bit of shit that weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Dave, we're worn out.
Yeah, yeah.
Shoveling.
Yeah, it's because you're not used to manual labour.
No, not that really. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, like when you're doing all those work
I was like, where's the backhoe or something? Just shoveling, manhandling, shoving shit.
It's pretty sad when a man of Max age shows you up, eh?
No, he was over it too.
he showed you up,
eh? Yeah, he only took the shovel so he had something to lean on. He goes, give me the shovel back so I can lean on it. He goes, at least it'll look like I'm shoveling if I'm not going to, like... I was like, no worries, dude.
Oh, bad pig.
But no, racing's been good for everybody. Mm. Been minimal accidents. And
Adelaide's had some big numbers.
Yeah.
Yep. No, I think karting's like back. Like, obviously, there's some restrictions and some, I think, economic factors that are still not making us exactly there. But the general gist of it, I think, once you know February 1 comes and everyone's on their new license next year, running titles and running blue ribbon events and all that.
I was pretty surprised that
we're back on.
Janelle said, or Tony Dodd said, that there was only 100 less ACA members in the same time for last year.
Mm.
So that's pretty awesome with the ACA, obviously, restrictions and that did the right thing with the licenses and stuff like that, with the half price and stuff.
And because obviously next year...
Discount and stuff like that.
Everyone gets the discount, so hopefully everyone's encouraged to get on the job.
Hmm. While we're on the subject of ACA, they got all their positions up for...
it's all closed now.
Oh, is it closed off, is it?
The nominations have closed. So
I didn't see yours for VP, Matty.
You know what's happening there. We don't have to have this conversation for the fourth time.
Our listeners?
Did Kylie not send the email off? Should we send a letter to Kylie? Or?
No, we don't. Just leave it alone. No.
Already had like Kylie voting for you, and you don't even nominate.
I'm sorry, mate. We'll get there.
What happens if everybody abstains from the vote?
I think that means that person still can't go in, even if they're the only nominee.
Huh?
I think you still need to get a minimum vote to get in. You can't just get in because you...
What are you thinking, Dunny?
Dunny's a good guy.
He's a fan of the show. Leave him alone.
No, Dunny's a good guy.
I'm just thinking to give the poor guy a break.
No.
At least then Josh will stop ringing him.
Yeah, well, he rings... I don't know. They got a daily phone hookup or something?
No,
or?
I haven't rung him for a while.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Bet you he's at the top of your list there, mate. On your
favourites.
Favourites. No, he doesn't even put him in favourites. He's just the last call always.
Oh, wow. When was the last time I called
him? Tonight.
6th of October.
8 days ago, I don't believe you. Deleted.
Yeah, you've deleted it.
I don't even know how to delete. Can you delete your helmet? No, you can't.
What type of phone is that?
It's the best phone. It's Samsung.
Oh, here we go. What did you even open that can of worms for?
Yeah.
Well, I heard he doesn't have service.
No, he never has service.
It was a long call on the 6th.
Yeah, it was 6th of October now.
Yeah, 6th of October. That's what I said.
How long was the call?
An hour.
That's a lot of information you've got to take in. Did you record it?
So the whole point of you being on this podcast is that you have the dirt. No. So you've got an hour's worth of dirt from Tony Dunn and you're not delivering.
And you got nothing. An hour on the phone and you've got nothing.
No.
What do you got?
No, we got nothing.
Spill something.
Oh, he was just basically rolling up asking, is Matt basically on an island that doesn't have internet? Why isn't his nomination in? And then I had to explain to him, I was like, Matt does have internet. And he goes, is there something wrong with his fingers? Do you not write his nomination for me? I already printed up hats. Let's make Acre great again. Now, what am I going to do with them? I got a discount on them because they thought they were Trump ones. But now what am I going to do with them? Just red hats with white riding. Oh, shit, man. Fucking waste of a hat.
Oh, shit. I want to change the subject. Have you seen the new livery, Ken Fleming midget?
Yes. Fantastic.
Are you fucking blown away with that or what?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Shout out to those boys and girls at Ace Steel Racing. They've done a new livery this year for their midget.
It's on Dirt Cart World.
It's on Dirt Cart World. They've changed the number to number 30 in honour of our mate Wazza Joyce. And there's it's friggin' awesome. I was just blown away when I saw it.
I think Mitch at Empire.
Yep. Yeah, he does some good work.
Mitch went above and beyond.
Yeah, so shout out to those guys. Great work. Can't wait to see that car out the track. Hopefully Keenan has a better season with his new gear.
Yeah. Huh? Was that practice today?
Was it?
Yeah, he was, looked like he was doing some good luck.
Yeah, they've got a new chassis and a different motor this year, so hopefully they'll have some more luck. They've had some shit luck of late.
Yep.
So hopefully this year they go well.
Well, we're on the subjects of midgets. Fellow go-cutter?
Jay.
Sorry, fellow go-cutter?
Tyson Broughton.
Yes, I saw that. What a number 44. That looks like a good bit of gear too.
Yeah.
Good on him. There's a few guys stepping up. So... be good to see. I'm looking forward to getting down there in the pits and doing some stuff and getting involved. So,
good on
them. Nuts. There's some good numbers going around there as well. And there's a good contingent of carters that get involved. So, it's awesome. When our season finishes up, it pretty much takes off. So
that's right.
I'm looking forward to that this year, this summer. So, moving along, what have we got? You want to talk about X30 125 upgrades that we've had this year?
Oh man, I ain't talking about it.
I'm talking about him, not about you.
No, we can talk about it.
I'll talk about the Evo.
No, we're not talking about Evo.
What do you want to talk about the Evo for? There's nothing there you can do.
Yeah, I
know. All the powers in the car being.
So you could have gone for NTO and changed things, but you decided not to, so you can't talk about it. Moving along.
He talked to Dunny for an hour about it, though.
Because you're not on the
probably on the six.
No, what we're going to do is I worked it out. The Rotex Evo will come in when you can't buy them anymore.
Oh, just like the KTs that you can't buy.
You can still buy them.
Yeah.
Coming out of the States.
Yeah, but right. Until I see a brand new one.
This is one sent to Harvey's.
One.
We only needed one.
I don't know. I don't know.
I think
you've seen it, haven't you?
No.
He bought a brand new one out of the States. Came with a long shot. It was like $1,300 or something like that. Landed.
Is it any good with a long shot?
You just got to change it. Well, it's different sprockets. You change it to a short shot.
Okay, so if I was to buy one with a long shaft.
Yes.
It's no good.
You can run it, yeah.
So what's the... Is there a downside?
Just the cranks, the front sprocket sticks out further.
And what's the downside of that?
I don't know. Looks like a bit like the car from Greece, I guess, maybe. With the spikes on the wheels.
Are you serious? Is that it? So we're not buying... You can buy brand new KTs with a long shaft.
Harvey's had one sitting on his bench for like a month.
Okay, but why doesn't anyone run one? Do they not work as well?
Long shaft?
Yeah.
I don't know. You have to ask the NTO.
You're allowed to have it, obviously.
Yeah.
So
the first series motors did have them.
Yeah, all the first motors.
They sort of went to short shafts because it was like easier for twins and stuff like that. And then I think it was just easy for parts. I don't really know. That's a Craig Mack question. I'll text Craig.
No tech advisor. Is he going for NTO?
No.
Too busy. Life's getting in the way.
Unlucky sign. Lucky maybe if you're busy.
Yeah. Let's talk about these
X30s. X30s, yeah. So they've obviously allowed the new ruling as of February 1 this year. If you go to any go-kart shop or wherever, or go to, wherever to buy a brand new X30 off the shelf, that, as it comes, is now legal to run in A-car.
Mm-hmm.
That included a different carby to what we had, new exhaust.
Yep, new ignition harness.
Wiring. It's a pretty neat package. Like, the wiring is way better. Like,
oh, and the radiator.
And the, different radiator. So, it's obviously an upgrade for a reason.
Acre's logo on the F3K yet?
Acre or KA?
No, Acre. Just like Acre's logo for like also promoting that.
Okay, so like I said to you earlier, if you get suspended now, you're only going to miss like one racing meet. So let it all out.
No, dude.
You want to elaborate on what you just said?
No, I'm waiting for Craig to answer me back.
Yeah. Okay. So the F3 car you're talking to is about Mick doing son, right?
I don't know what you're about. I see it's been my F3.
Yeah, okay.
Can't get a ban from KA? I reckon they'll try.
Anyway, so these upgrades are legal. There's a few of them getting around already,
mm-hmm.
and there's a few people that have put the upgrades on their Series 2 X30s. Yeah. As a package, I think it's a good bit of gear. I've hardly dropped the race this year,
yeah.
and I haven't had a rebuild yet. So I'm pretty happy with it. The wiring and the push button and all that's so far bulletproof. Compared to the key, I think they've eliminated an issue that quite often can happen there.
Yeah.
But it's something we'll find out how good all that stuff's going to be in like 2 years' time when stuff starts to wear and we start to see some issues with those.
Performance, what do you think?
Performance, I don't know yet. I think there's a little bit down low, a little bit.
Yeah.
Nothing that your standard driver around would ever notice.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I really don't think there's really anything in it.
I got told by a fellow racer that it's better because they're quieter so that you can hear the person behind. Is it quieter?
I reckon
I've never really heard many.
Because he's in front.
There was one race.
You can't really hear. That was the best thing about the Rotex is because it was so quiet, you could hear the RL. And you're like, oh, he's going wide. Nah, a bit wide.
No, but I noticed a difference. I don't know if I should tell people this, but the air cleaner. If you change the air cleaner, it's quieter with a certain air cleaner and back the other way, it's louder.
Mm.
So... But the the exhaust is more of a sealed unit. Maybe that's why it's a bit quieter.
I don't know.
That performance, do you notice a difference?
Honestly, it's not a fair comparison because when I raced my old one, I was 35 kilos heavier.
Yeah.
And then I got into a cart lighter because it was 6 months between, and I lost all the weight. So I definitely found the difference, but I don't know whether it was the new motor.
Yeah.
So, okay. But as a reliability standpoint and how it's been operating... I like the jets. They're a little bit easier to adjust on the fly, and it's it's slightly different. But the old ones were like really heavy to turn and hard to get to. Whereas on the new one, you can do it and feel it while you're driving a lot better. Obviously the KT one's got the big thing. These are obviously the flat. So I think that's a little bit easier to use. I don't like to touch them during the race anyway. But if you have to, but I don't know. If you can afford to have a new engine, I reckon if you can do it every couple of years or 3 years, so you, instead of after 3 years you got to do your harness, you got to do this, you got to do that, you're probably going to bend or get an exhaust dented in, so you're going to replace. You know what I mean? So, that's
sometimes good too because then you get more people in the sport.
Yeah, move your gear on and get somebody else into a good bit of gear, and
it's only going to make the sport in the long run better.
That's right.
Yeah, because like my old car, my old motor's on the track most weekends, which is great to see,
Yeah.
So
having like three, I can't really say much, but having a Holley 125 sitting there and they're so reliable, there's no really point, is it?
The probably the most benefit I've seen is the with the new radiator, the cooling side of it. The temperatures are way down. Like a lot.
They're meant to be weaker, but I haven't seen Jay's.
Well, I thought when I saw them, and I can remember the boys at Flat Out saying, "Oh, they're light and they're flimsy. Like you're gonna have
the new ones are meant to be better. Mm. The new ones that just come in.
Okay.
So the new he's just got the new shipment. They're meant to be better.
Yeah, but I looked at it and I thought that's gonna get full of mud and it's just gonna be fucked. Like getting it clean and stuff. But you haven't found it?
No,
because we didn't upgrade the
new radiator still up there.
Yeah, I've
sold it.
No.
Okay. Yeah, I've gone from 75, 85 degrees for most races down to 65. Easy.
And there's more horsepower when you're down.
Yeah, well,
Jay's lucky to go.
Optimum temperature is 65, I think they say in the book.
Jay's lucky to get over 65 in his.
Mm. Yeah.
And he's a big boy.
Mm.
No, it's been pretty good. Everyone's got their little weird jet settings for those carbies. So.
We run four turns on max cart on the high.
Yeah,
three on the low.
Is that what it was on Saturday last time?
Yes.
I did two and a poofteenth on the low.
Poofteenth?
Yeah, just a poofteenth.
Just a poofteenth?
Just a wee little poofteenth.
Do we have to do a measuring scale? Upload it to the page. Poofteenth's this big.
Well, do you know how much a poofteenth is? It's about the same amount of thickness in shit in your carpet.
Lucky Dad hasn't driven his ute yet. No, that's where he's passing the mud.
Well, is he alive? Can you hear
him? Not so much.
Maybe he's all right. Yeah, he'll be right.
Matty's got his dog here as well, and we may have lost it. Anybody sees a dog?
Boris.
Can't get out.
No, he'll be right. Okay. So it's honestly a hard call, right?
Yeah. I really don't think there's any difference in them. But yeah, as I said, there is something maybe in the bottom end, but is that just because it's a brand new motor straight out of the box? Is that why it's quicker down the bottom? Probably. But
sometimes if you get have a good motor that's been rebuilt, will always be good, no matter if you get a new one or not.
Yep.
So it all depends on that sort of stuff. If you drive it, rich, then it's always going to be a little bit slower.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
No. I think like a lot of it's the temp and the reliability seems to be better. Yeah. The car seems to be less adjusting than the jets I've seen.
Mm.
Yeah. Like, you used to adjust the jets a little bit more from.
Yeah.
Waging a bus on the Jenna.
Mm.
But on your car, we used to do it, but on that one, we just don't seem to adjust it at all.
Mm.
Same with Jay. We never even adjusted his. Once we got the setting right, we haven't touched that for like 3-4 minutes.
Mm. Yeah, it's good.
So.
Yeah, so, I think for somebody starting out, like if you can afford to get into one, I wouldn't hesitate to buy that.
Yeah,
so.
But buying new sometimes is a little bit, can be cheaper in the long run.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And being honest, that's the only reason I did it.
Mm.
I wanted the reliability for the next season.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's the second brand new X30 that I bought. I bought a Series 2 brand new.
Mm.
And that's my, no, I've that's my other, yeah, that's yeah. one now. But, that was great. No dramas for the first season or two. And then we're like, well, now the opportunity is to get the latest and greatest. So we did it. So
worked out well.
Yeah. Next up. Oh, he's going for a walk. Is he out there? Here he comes. Mylaps, Josh, this is your wheelhouse, is it?
My wheelhouse? Why is it my wheelhouse?
I don't know. You're the expert.
Oh, I'll get it up.
What are you going to get up?
The photo, so I can talk about it.
Oh, he's done his homework.
Well, send me done. I posted on the Jenna page.
This must have been all in that conversation with Dane.
Oh, yeah, this is what Dunny wants you to put up.
Uh-huh. He's on the phone for an hour.
Yeah. What else are you talking about?
Okay, so here we go. I've got a message back from Craig. The long shaft is the same diameter and taper as the J, and it's further out from the K. It's just like the J. Other than that, it's all the same. The ignition side is the same on both long and short shaft. So to convert it to short shaft, you just need a short drive shaft. So there you go.
That's the crank.
So why don't we just run one of those?
Long shaft?
Yeah.
Sprocket sticks out further.
It just makes it harder to make a twin?
Yeah.
That's it?
I don't know, man. I've always had short shafts. I don't know what they did beforehand.
Oh, and what are we talking? Fucking 10 mil? 15 mil?
No, it's a bit. Do you want to ask them the size difference?
No, I don't care anymore.
Okay. So we ran Mylaps at Jenna.
Yes, you have it.
We got 32 transponders that we put on carts, and we've been testing it with Aaron and John Helford.
Is this information that's allowed to be released?
Yeah.
It's not top secret?
No, it's top secret.
It's on the website.
Okay.
On their app.
Yeah, so the first day, this Jenna Saturday, we had it on KT Lights, Junior Lights, and KT Heavy. So you can combine them into one overall, so you find out who's fastest, who's not.
Thanks to our spreadsheet engineer.
Yeah, Aaron Griffiths or John Helfand. I'm not sure who, but they're both unreal smartness.
Yep.
Fastest was a KT Light. The guy that got second, I think he cut the course. Third was Mikey Green in a Junior Light.
Who got second?
Me. good old Jack Lap.
The third fastest was Mikey Green in a Junior. And then it was another two KT Lights. And then obviously probably the most important person came in sixth. Another KT Heavy. Didn't joke a lap either, so it's probably the top of the KT Heavies. But
how far off were you without doing the joke a lap?
From you? A poor thing. Your fastest was a 29.348 and I did a 29.589.
It's a big gap.
It's 2 15ths, so 0.2. 15th is 0.1.
You think a 15th's that much? It's not. It's less.
Oh, smaller.
Yeah.
And then, like 20 15th.
Yeah.
And then on the Sunday was Dirt Trackers, and we had it on the 125 Heavy, KT Lights.
I don't really want to talk about this one.
Yeah, 125 Heavy, KT Lights, and what else do we have it on? Junior Lights. So fastest was Luke on in 125 Heavy. Second cheated again. you got a lot of bridesmaids, though.
Yep.
You are the king for sashes.
No, they're podiums, those ones.
KT Light, third. So, shows you how much different, like, you know, a good KT driver is just as quick as a 125.
So, what kind of time are they doing? What's the...
So, Luke was doing a 28.598, and a KT Light was doing a 29.0. So... Yeah.
0.2 of a second.
Yeah, so... 20 15ths.
Yeah, 20 15ths.
20 15ths. So yeah, and then probably the best, and then the biggest highlight in that one is fourth place. So
what's the highlight there? Why?
Oh, it was Jay.
Oh, that's right.
And how far behind was he, mate?
From you?
Yeah. No, no.
Mate, from you.
Are we talking 15ths?
Mate. From you, you did a 28.918 and Jay did a 29.0.
So it's about 30 15ths.
Yeah. No. And he's like, what, how many kilos? And then Matty did a 29.3, just so much off the pace.
Yeah, that's like 30 15ths off Jay.
It's decent co-pilot, like backup driver. That's about it.
So you guys are waiting for me to buy and go, oh, the track was like, fuck you.
That's you all can't say that because we're all on the same track.
I didn't even fucking finish a lap.
I was on there about what heat it was. Yeah. And you guys all did a heat 4 and he did a heat 2. And then heat 4. Yeah, heat 4 is failing. He's plugged for it. He's like, heat 4 is the best track and I missed out. He was complaining about all the whole time.
I would have fucking had you in that race. I would have fucking got you.
How'd you go for that day?
I don't know.
Probably the same as I did.
I got
wager.
Third with a fucking DNF, mate.
You sure?
Yeah.
I got JB then.
No, you didn't.
It's always good to say.
So, yeah. It's,
did he beat you in the final?
Yeah, it was on his ass, though.
Where did he start?
Third, and I started fifth.
So how?
No, that's not right.
I was going to say, how do you get third?
No, I was thinking the next day. It's when I...
Basic maths.
Shut up.
15ths.
So many poof dance.
What's the next one?
I've got a new title for today's podcast.
No, we've already got the title.
You can't make shit up before we have a podcast.
We've already got the title and the song.
Oh, really? Yep. Are you going to tell me?
No.
You need to tell me.
No, we'll do it.
I'll just do it. I want that anyway.
No, you can't do that.
Yeah, well, I will.
It's not a Hitler fucking democracy, mate.
Well, when I upload it, I'll fucking type in what I want.
We'll start up. No.
We'll start up our own podcast.
Yeah. Fine.
Driver's Brief 2.
You might get one then every couple of months.
It won't be actually. It won't be driver's brief too. It'll be driver's brief 15th.
Yeah,
yeah.
The original state title plate holder dry base.
Far out. No sessions here.
If we can get Boston and cancel a state title next year, it'll work out really well for us.
Yep.
It'll be a try. Hey,
you can have 3 years being WA1. Shit. I will. I'm going to fucking nominate for fucking ATVP, so I can make sure that
can
won't
I, can I ask when is Dirt Traders going to have their presentation so I can get my state title play?
Presentation for what?
State titles that you didn't have this year.
I'm not presenting you for doing anything.
Yeah, I want another play.
You got to earn it, mate. You got to fucking look how many you got up there in that picture.
Who's
that guy? That's going to be the photo. I'm going to take a photo of that.
Now that's just flat outs and how many state titles they've had, and it just happens to be a picture of Josh.
None of them are Josh's. I would have thought somebody with your experience would have a few more green plates, eh?
It's 15 and 20 mil longer, even, the long shaft.
Even I've got. Right. So it's this much, like 15 15ths.
Yeah.
Even I've got a green plate. It's like, you've only got two, man. What are you doing?
When did you get your green plate?
When did you get cars?
90. It still counts.
It wasn't even place, but the still national title only does like the blue plate.
No, what actually happened back in the day is only first place got a plate.
Yeah, but they still do that now.
And they keep their number, they don't get a one, they just have green and yellow with their number.
Yeah, it goes to blue now.
No, state's blue.
Oh, yeah, state's blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I think Aussie could have one. But there was no other numbers. You didn't get numbers. You just got a plate.
Well, we're talking about plates. I went down and watched mate of mine's daughter race in the BMX on the weekend in the state championship.
Yep.
And she won her division of the elite women's and done really well. Like for, I've never really been there and done it. But I asked him at the end, I says, oh, so now she runs like WA1 or anything? He goes, no, she won't. She'll run her own. It's kind of like a thing they do. In BMX, everyone's number is what they try to carry through their whole careers.
Oh, okay.
In BMX, instead of, you know, they can run their WA1, but they won't. They always try to market their numbers as them in a way.
Yep. So then,
I thought that was pretty cool, the way they do it. You know, they market their number. Yeah.
Cool. We were talking about Milex, but I think we've covered it off, haven't we?
Yeah, well, either way, it worked.
Yeah.
It did its thing. We had it going against our microns.
It
was almost dead even.
I did see that. I've had some great feedback from Aaron and all the people that are doing the hard yards. So, hopefully things, well, Acre side of things come together and everyone's happy and we can move forward on it. So,
hopefully save a bit of time up in the tower for some people and make it easy.
Mm. What else we got? Upcoming racing, I suppose we'll talk about. So we got Jenicabine this weekend.
Dirt track is at Busselton the following week. And I think we've got another Wagem one coming up.
Oh, yeah.
And then we've got a double header for Dirt Track is on Saturday and the final of the night series, round three, to get rid of the... not get rid of, just to finish off the night series.
Yep.
They put out a thing the other day asking for the renaming of the night series round three.
Yeah.
So that should be exciting.
We'll see how they go. Well, I think there's a lot of people that were going to run and it was disappointing that we didn't get on the track that day. I was ready to go, so...
Yeah.
They just seem to be getting dealt the shittest cards when it comes to weather and circumstances.
Yeah, they've been pretty unlucky this year. Yeah. Hopefully their luck changes and they can get some carts on the track a little bit more often, because obviously only having one genuine race meeting and two night series race meetings for a year does cost a little bit. Not making any money for the club.
Yep.
So more race meetings they have, more money they make, more things they can do and...
Yeah.
Refurbish
options.
Make things work.
Mm, cool. You want to talk about this green machine?
Yeah, we might as well.
So you're wearing a green shirt to match it?
It's not really. This is just my work shirt, mate.
Okay.
I haven't had time. I'm too busy.
Never found.
We have a shower or get changed. Wait, neither of us have.
Still wearing my Domino's shoes. I just changed my shirt. I just wanted to put my colours on for the weekend.
No. Darth doesn't even race for that team.
Technically, he does.
What?
Holden Racing Team. The team that he's racing for is technically the Holden Support Racing Team.
Oh, that's...
You're clutching at straws.
Yeah, I know. It's not Walkinshaw. I know.
Josh, I don't know if you want to tell everyone the story on how that came about. This green bullet.
The bullets.
Bullet. Oh, good mate, Bully. Good bull.
Is there a bad bull? Careful.
Nah, he's funny. He's a good bull. He gave me a call and asked me to try his cart. Not sure how long he's had him out for, but yeah. After having multiple conversations where I said no, in the end he rang me up and asked me for my address. And
he said, showed up.
Just shows up like 2 weeks later. So yeah, so Luke's been out. Luke's raced it.
Hasn't lost a race meeting in it yet?
No, he's been very quick.
I think we worked out 15 races and he's won 12.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, but it is Luke, so it's understandable. Luke's away, so I'll put a KT on it and see how it goes this weekend. So
they are a pretty well built car. Nice, neat, smooth finish. Definitely looks good. Looks apart on the track, that's for sure.
Yeah, it looks good.
Seems to handle okay.
Yeah, it looks good. So I haven't followed it. I just watched it from the outside. But, you know, you could give Luke a milk crate with four wheels and he'd go good in it. So it's hard to...
Yeah, Hughes is one of those people, isn't he? He can steer anything.
Yeah, it's like giving a cart to Craig or somebody like that.
Yep.
Can't really say it was great.
Yep.
When they're driving it. So I'll probably give it a red hot go of making it look shit.
Oh, well, if you don't, I will.
So, no, that'll be interesting. So it's good to see the different carts out. And you know, it used to always be, you know, only a couple of manufacturers in the association. And I like it when there's a whole heap and they all seem to be going pretty well. And seems a bit of competition now. And
yep.
Yeah, it sort of makes people, well, not so much honest, but you know, everyone step up their game. Makes it better. So
yep.
Everybody gets better and everyone benefits from it. So,
You got any other announcements you want to throw out there?
Nah, that's about it, Bill.
No, you're not.
What's the price?
Well, I'm not sure how much the WA, but over in South Australia sells them for $42.50 complete roller. So
that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So they're pretty much ready just to bolt a motor on. So I'm not sure. There's a bit of freight cost that we're sort of been sort of working out and working out what we can do and stuff like that. So there's been a bit of interest already in WA. So yeah, it's pretty good. So be interesting to see how it goes with the KT. It's always a little bit. I always found it's easier to set a card up for a 135 than a KT. So
well, we'll have an update next podcast on.
Well, I don't think we even need the update. Like the rumor is, Josh, that that's going to be your car, and you're pretty much ditching the arrows. Is there any truth to that?
No, I've got too many arrows in the shed.
You sure? I thought you sold one this week.
Yeah, I still got a new one on the wall.
You sold it. Did you say you could, who you sell to?
That one.
You sold the bullet.
Well, that one's nearly sold too, actually. So that might be gone on Monday.
Oh, you've only sold your...
I've already sold that.
Liquidation. He's just getting rid of everything.
That one.
Yeah.
The arrow. Yeah. Chris brought it.
You're kidding me.
No, 100%.
So he's going to race six classes now.
No, he's selling his 125 and putting the KT on that. So then I'm getting that arrow down and putting that one together and sell that. And there's somebody, I think, interested in that bullet already. So not sure. So, see what happens. I think they're talking to Ben now.
Nice, that's good.
Man, in other words, he's ditching arrow?
No, I've got a brand new one.
He's ditching arrow. Oh.
I got a brand new on the wall.
One minute it's arrow, now it's bullet. That's what it is.
I've got a brand new one on the wall that I'm pulling off to...
I thought BD was
It's not the only thing he's pulling off, eh? Oh, shit. No, well, obviously, cars don't last forever, so... And sadly, they're not making the arrows anymore, because I know that...
No.
There's a fair bit of loyalty there, and they've been good to us, so...
Yeah. No, I'm really happy with arrows, so... I've got a new one still on the wall, so I'll get that down and... put that together and
The beauty of what we did, the same thing for me 2 years ago with my new one, it was no different to the one that I replaced it with, you know. It was just like bolted up, set it up the same and straight on the track, no drama. So that's a good thing.
Get good money for that one because it's still got a state plate on it. If I wait too long, it'll devalue.
Not if we work it right.
What, get busted and cancel the state
plate? Get three state plates.
And say the cart's one. Oh, so it's just a dual state title holder.
No.
Good. Yeah, you could have said 1920 state holder.
Current 2 years in a row.
Yeah. State title holder cut.
Fuck you, God. Well, I suppose I'm WA6 for another year. Yay.
Could be worse.
What? Could it?
It could be seventh and not get a sash.
There you go. Chill on that, Boris. Okay. Been watching some F1, boys?
Oh, man.
So who's happy someone's getting a tattoo?
That's good news. How good is that?
Yeah.
It's about time, though. It's been close for a problem.
I honestly thought when that I was yelling at the TV at 10 o'clock when they had the safety car and then they brought Dan in and then Perez didn't come in.
Yeah, I thought, like, what have they done?
And then I seen Perez come in, I was like, Dan's gone. Yeah. There's no way.
Yeah.
So, but then the pink Mercedes just didn't hold up.
Mm.
Well, yeah, Dan was already fast with the reds on, so the softs.
And yeah, but the pink Mercedes is still quick.
I mean, a straight line.
I thought they were gone.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But it's been some entertaining racing. We've been lucky this year. Mm. Like, yes, bloody Mercedes is still, you know, doing their thing, but...
Oh, the front pack.
The rest of the race has been on the money.
Middle pack's been awesome.
Well, no, Hamilton's been doing his thing.
Yeah.
What else is... I don't know if Paul Bastard is.
No, I don't know about Paul. I don't think he's the... He's not as elite as Lewis.
I can't wait for him to go. George Russell gets in.
George is...
You know what? Next year's going to be good. If you got Mick Schumacher in. He's
not
in
this year.
Next year?
Not next year.
100%.
No.
Because what's his name? Alpha hasn't renewed his contract.
Oh, you think he's going to get Alpha? I was going
to
say.
Yeah, no, he's going to Alpha.
You wouldn't go to want to get a Ferrari yet anyway, wouldn't you?
Well, no, because Sainz has got a 2-year deal. So Sainz has got a 2-year deal.
Leclerc's set there, isn't he?
Yeah, and Leclerc's set there. Sainz has got a 2-year deal. He'll go to Alpha for 2 years because he's winning the F2.
Yes, he is. Yep.
So he's going to win that championship.
Yep.
He's going to be in. And what's his name? The guy that's coming second. He's the other academy driver. He's for, was it Haas? He's from Haas.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Because the Aussies are in F3 that are going over, aren't they? They're another year away, aren't they?
Yeah, he won it.
Yeah. Oscar something?
Yeah. He's Renault.
Yeah, yeah. Renault. Say it properly, you goose.
Nah, it's French.
You're fucking French.
Croissant.
Croissant.
So, Mick will be in.
Okay.
That'll be good. We just went to test last weekend.
No. Big weekend this weekend. Sunday.
Bathurst.
Excited? Man.
Huh?
Excited?
I just hope it's not going to be an abortion like last year.
Well, they'd have to, yeah. Wouldn't want to be, eh?
What shits me off is just wreck the whole race.
Mm.
If they did that at the start, I just would have just turned it off.
Recap, whatever?
Oh, because they said that it was debris. So Coulthard slowed down the whole field.
Oh, yeah.
But that's also after the fact because McLaughlin had an illegal engine in qualifying.
Yeah, which doesn't worry me on that, right? Because they got
what
rid of.
What do you mean? They cheated.
Nah, it was infinity, baby. Whatever, right?
What?
Oh, I know it sucks, but he started
the
pole.
There's rules, bro.
Yeah, I know, he should have been up. Anyway, they changed the motor and they reckon because it was only legal on half the motor. After watching the England and Morris show, there's probably more to it. Anyway, the whole thing with the debris was a joke because all it did is affect so many people's races.
Yeah, it ruined a lot of people.
Like, one of the Brad Jones guys was up there.
Yep.
Penrock car as well. It was pretty shit.
Mm.
So hopefully that doesn't happen. It'll be good actually.
Yeah, no, it should be a good weekend. We're going to have a bit of a shindig on Sunday, so
it's going to be a bit. It's going to be a bit different with no crowd.
Yes, but it won't affect us.
They'll have the cardboard cutouts. Put them up on the top of the mountain.
It's so boring to watch.
And then you can have NHL. Like, you know, with the footy and they have all the crowd cheering and stuff.
Yeah.
It'll be, hey, boo! Because I don't know what it's meant to do.
Yeah, true. Yes. And a bit of MotoGP's been good too, guys.
MotoGP, have you been watching that?
I bloody put money on Jack. Miller. Man, how unlucky do you have to be?
Yeah, did he drop it or that?
No, what happened is...
Not as unlucky in as Bruce.
Yeah, well, your brother.
You can't talk about unlucky. You won on some stupid dog that you betted on.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Well, there was a gap between, like, sport on Sunday. So what do? You turn it onto Sky Sports, Sky Sports 1, and you watch the dogs and the horses and you bet on shit. And I'll just pull away my ass.
And then, you know what you bet on? 15?
No, I put about 10 puff dates, and I won 220 puff dates.
You know what one of the bets, both Mercedes retire, and when Bottas goes out, and I don't even know what the earning was, but only this puffed up. Right, could like
$10 bet would have been $500, would it? $540 win.
Far out. Right.
There's some rubbish in the corner. We've said Boris found it.
Yeah. So wow. Boris goes out. He's like, "You beauty," and I'm like halfway there. Come on, Hamilton. And then they radioed that he had dramas or something. And it was like I was like, if this guy wins his bet, I'm done.
Boris, stop that. That's better. No, don't do that.
That was a car wash.
Oh, it's full of detergent. I'll take it off because then his breath will smell like suds. It's not much prefer it when it smells like balls. Yes. Yeah, so that's been good fun. I'm looking forward to the weekend. Bit of good racing. What else we got to talk about, boys?
Who's your pick first?
For Bathurst?
Yeah.
Oh, there's only one pick.
You know what makes me laugh? No, hang on. You know what makes me laugh? This guy. For as long as I can remember.
Okay.
No. Hated Gizzy.
Yeah.
Hated Gizzy. Right? Now, his mate Garth teamed up with him. He's like, Team Giz. Me and Jay have always liked Gizzy.
Might be Team Giz, he thought.
Me and Jay have always liked Gizzy.
Okay, I'm sitting here right now. Where is it? Bathurst 1000.
What are you placing a bet?
I'm going to do it right now so we can listen to it. Okay?
Where are you going to go?
I'm going to do it right now. Shania Gant, Van Gisbergen and Garth Tanner to win. It's paying $5. I'm going to bet $100 right now. Confirm bet. Right there. All right? There you go. My bet's in.
That's a big bet.
Yep.
You going to cash out?
No, I don't need cash out.
Not even a place. He's going for a straight for a win.
Yeah, we're going for a win. There you go. It's done. I just put a bet on sports bet. $100 on the nose. If you listen, Ooh. Garth, fucking pull your finger out.
Yeah. You better come first again.
Just jump the start. Well, that's all you need to do.
Yeah. Yeah, don't fall for it.
You're not racing, so you won't roll him.
No, I won't roll him. Yeah. No. And then J-Dub will have run out of fuel again, so that'll be fine.
Nah, no way. He can't have any more panels fall off or more dumb stuff happen.
Yeah.
Right front wheel fell off.
Yeah.
Ran out of fuel. Yeah. Surely there's nothing left.
Mm.
Who's your pick?
I don't know.
Come on, pick one.
No, you gotta pick it.
I do like your bet. Who's Wing Cup teamed up with? I haven't even looked. Oh, it is Lowndes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my pick now.
Triple Eight.
Yeah. That's too good a team to pass up. The only thing that'll hold that team is an engine failure or something.
Fender and Giz, that's why.
Who's Chazzy teamed up with? Luff?
Yes.
Oof.
Luffy's a good coder.
That'd be a goodie.
Yeah.
He's had a good... That'd be your podium for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I'd love Wing Cup and Mouser, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Fucking hell. Found another dog toy.
I'd like Lowndes and Wing Cup to win it. Yeah. I reckon Chazzy and Mustard will get on the podium.
Yeah, so who's your pick?
I'm not a Ford fan, but McLaughlin's going to be there. We're not, don't
we? Oh, he'll be there.
No, because his co-pilot is...
Yeah, Slade. So he's...
Slade.
Slade's not done anything all year. So I don't know.
No,
he's not done anything because he hasn't been in the right car.
No, he's lost his ride.
Yeah, he's not driving this year. So
you're not going to have a top driver like that. Give him a
because nobody can come over because of
COVID. Because Premat is the French guy, so he can't come into Australia. So they can't.
I reckon the only reason he went good because him and Ludo were speaking French and nobody can understand.
Mm.
And everyone was like, in the rest of the pits going, bee bee boop boop.
Fifteen. No, so he obviously lost his driver that he had last year purely because of COVID. So they've had to go and shop around after everyone's locked everyone in.
Yeah.
So
the only one left was Slady.
So
he'd be in the second tier of co-drivers. What about
your mate, Brody?
He's with Anton.
Anton.
I like him to win.
Okay, so he's your second tip?
Yeah.
What's he?
So he's going to be my Smokey. I'm going to put some money on Smokey, and I'll put some money on Brody.
Well, even Reynolds.
Reynolds? He's due to go fast eventually. Yeah, he's had a shit run lately.
He's co-pilot.
What's his name?
Brown.
Yeah, he's a good little peddler.
He's really good. He'd be good.
Mm.
Poe.
No. He gets debris on the car anyway.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Fuck those girls. Sorry.
But no, I reckon Chazzy would be a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be a party for sure.
Any of the Brad Jones cars get you excited or not?
I can't remember who's teaming up with Nick Perkett. What's his name that's teaming up with Will Davison? Who's he teaming up with? One of the...
He got kicked out of the... So, yeah.
He's with Chaz Mostert.
No. The monster car is the other young bloke. Waters.
Yeah. Waters and Will Davis, isn't it?
Yes, because...
That's actually, I'd like that.
Caruso was with Waters, but he got moved to the other car because Will Davison was free.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I like that.
That'd be another.
That's a good roughie to put on.
Yeah.
What's that paying? Come on, let's look this stuff
up. Let's fill it up. Look out for my boy.
Okay, so... The favourite is Scotty McLaughlin paying $3.60.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wing Cup Lowndes $4.33. Waters Davison $5. Van Gisbergen $10 to $5. Chaz Mostert Warren Luff $10.
Yeah.
Fabian Coulthard Delberto $15. That's Reynolds Will Brown $15. Holdsworth Caruso $26. Perkett Randall $26. Ty Dean Fiore.
Randall's not a bad
pick. Good West Aussie boy there. $34.
Who?
Pye Fiore.
Oh, yeah. He hasn't done any lap spot.
No. Courtney Brock Feeney, 34. Jack LeBrock, James Moffat, 34.
Paul Morris rates Feeney a lot.
He does.
Big time.
Anton Di Pasquale and Brody Kostecki, $41.
Oof.
That's a good bet. I love some of that.
What's it for a pay? Is that for a win, straight out?
For a win, yeah. Does it come up with podiums?
He's been on a lot of iRacing laps and a lot of laps at Norwell.
Well, according to you, they don't count.
What?
iRacing laps.
Never said that.
Di Pasquale and Brody Kostecki to get on the podiums paying $5.
Because they've been teamed, well, you've seen all the photos. He's been teamed up with Anton for ages at Norwell.
Oh, yeah.
So those guys are going to be a good duo.
Yep. Yeah. So
and having Paul Morris in your corner. That guy won Bathurst.
He's won every form of Bathurst.
Mm-hmm. Nobody knows that. Like
I know that.
I'm saying not many people know that.
No, he's won it in the Super Tourers.
Yeah.
And missed it again. That's the third time I missed.
Kobe.
Boy, we've been going for an hour, boys. You got anything else to talk about?
I'm good. Speedway season kicking off.
Yes,
that looks good. Alanbrook's been good.
Yeah,
Drags kicking off. That's going to be good. I heard Andrew's taking over the drags, so that would be good.
Yeah, I'm just reading up something now.
There's
a couple of people making comments about who the people are that are going to be taking over the Flex, but nothing's been released, so it's all hearsay at the moment.
Here we go.
What?
Mind my own man engine builder. That's the difference in long shaft and short shaft, mate.
There's nothing.
15. 15.
That's what I mean. It's nothing. Well, I don't see why, if you can buy them
brand new. You'll probably find that it might be the stress that it has.
Yeah, because obviously angles and all that, further, I get that. Yeah. But maybe you could get a sprocket that sits on further. I don't know.
Yeah. Who's Steve?
No?
View profile. They've changed from Pepsi to Coca-Cola. I know that issue. He's my good mate, right? Really good mate of mine.
Rob?
No, good mate. He is a store. They went from Coke to Pepsi.
Yeah, it doesn't fucking make a difference.
It makes so much difference to our friendship.
It's actually, the only thing that sucks is you can't bring Coke home for your Jackson Coke. You gotta bring Pepsi home. No one fucking drinks Pepsi.
Nobody drinks Pepsi.
I don't.
Do you? Yeah, I'll go to
you, Jay.
I'll just grab Pepsi tonight.
Jay drinks hot Pepsi.
Hot Pepsi.
Yeah, he doesn't like. He grabs it out of the cupboard. Doesn't like it in the fridge.
Yeah, he's Jay. It's Jay. So what do you expect?
Weirdo.
It's the way midgets like it though. I love it.
Far out. No, he doesn't have midgets anymore.
Oh, he's not in midgets. He's still in receptions though.
I mean,
heard what?
Somebody was telling the other day he's into paying for tattoos.
Paying for tattoos.
Yeah.
Paint? I don't get that.
You won't.
Paint for tattoos. No, that's gone in my head.
Yeah, no, it's all right. You'll come out. Jay will let you know and he'll probably punch me.
Right.
It's going to happen.
Whose tattoo did he pay for?
I'm not commenting at all.
I don't know why you wouldn't comment, Josh. You told me.
Oh, it's about 3 months suspension.
Okay. Well,
I think we're done.
We're done. Yeah, so I hope everyone enjoys the rest of the racing for the year. We're going to try and get another one done maybe in a month.
Yeah.
And we've got, don't forget, we've got a Facebook page. So get on
how
there.
How can they have had this?
Just change subject.
Sorry. How have they held who's running the motor leagues that much of a secret from that long? Anything that happens in motor racing, just you know, not even.
I actually reckon they have.
It's 100% locked in.
Yeah, but they've got somebody
who
already.
Who told you that it's locked in?
Because the guy that runs, I can't say it right, but the, no,
that's probably why it's not getting out.
No, I can. No, because he speaks to the guy that runs the drags, and he said it's locked in. It's coming out in November.
Right.
Because he said that you'll be dealing with him from now on.
Right. There you go.
But so, he won't say who it is. But so, I'm just saying, how can they ever keep that secret for that long?
Well, I don't know.
Could be Dominic Spearwood running it.
Hey, Matty.
Hold on, I'll put an outlet in there. I won't sell $5.
Isn't it Eagle Boys there, what? Is it?
Eagle Boys.
Is it Eagle Boys there?
Mate.
Yeah. Yeah, they're the ones that sell the big pizzas.
Oh. I sent him a message the other day. I said, man, I could really go for a pizza at Stuffed Crust. He defriended me. So we went Stuffed Crust too, you know. I was like, yeah, but you're not the original.
It's not the same.
It's not the same. They do one with like hot dogs in it.
We did that. It's fucking horrible.
Yeah, maybe we were right, using the right hot dogs.
We were using the little boys, the ones that you like, right?
How big were they? About a poof team.
About a poof team. Anyway, we ain't going up another 15 for longer than we have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for everyone listening. Don't forget, get on our Facebook page.
Come on, Lounsey, win Bathurst.
Yeah, enjoy Bathurst, everyone. And if I win my bet, I'm going to spend it at the pub. Enjoy, everybody. And we'll see you soon.
Toodles.
Ciao.